So recently at Young Israel, at the Ashkaminin, my 11-year-old started doing Pesukei D'Zimra on Shabbos morning. Question is that okay? Is that not okay? He's davening Pesukei D'Zimra, right, when we clarify, for the Amud on Shabbos morning. He gets up there and he does from, takes over, one of my younger sons does the brachos, and then the 11-year-old gets up there and takes over for Pesukei D'Zimra, and he gets up to Shochenad, Mutar or Aser. So the Torah, in a very cryptic language, writes, V'omed shatz v'omer yishtabach. When it comes to yishtabach, the Shviach Tibur gets up and he says, yishtabach. Shulchan Aruch changes the language and says, Omer Shviach Tibur, the Shviach Tibur recites yishtabach mi'umad, standing up. So the switch, says the Sefer Torah's Chaim, is to show the Torah feels that there is no chazin up until yishtabach. Therefore, he says, omed shatz, the shatz gets up for yishtabach, which Shulchan Aruch says, no, what do you mean? Of course, there's a shviach tzibur for Pesukei D'Zimra, and therefore, he just says, yishtabach has to be recited by the shviach tzibur standing up. That is the diuk that the Torah's Chaim makes. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to disagree. He says, da, you should know, the Bizman HaKadmo, in earlier times, lo haya shatz yored ufnei amud miyad b'ascholas tefila. There would be no chazan at all from the beginning. Kemo shamina getzleinu. Not like we have nowadays. Elisha baruch sha'amar. V'chol psukit izimra. Haya kol echad omer al-makomo. Everyone would say it by their place. V'chol akal omer yishtabach al-chay olamim. Everyone would get up to the end of yishtabach. And then v'ashatz, the shviach tzibur would get up. They're yored ufnei ha'teva. U'maschol yishtabach. He would begin yishtabach. And then he says, u'achein. And therefore, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, both the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, place this halacha of where the laws of the Shviach Tzibur are after Pesukei D'Zimra. Because you don't need to know the laws of the Chazan until after Pesukei D'Zimra, because Pesukei D'Zimra doesn't need a Chazan at all. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes, it seems like from the Aruch HaShulchan, there was no Chazan at all, at least earlier times of the Shulchan Aruch, 500 years ago, 600 years ago, there was no Shviach Tzibur until Yishtabach. So the question is, so what happened? Why did we all of a sudden get or gain a chazan even for Pesukei D'Zimra? So a couple of answers are given. Rabbi Yashav says very clearly, it's much preferable to have a chazan for Pesukei D'Zimra. And the way he explains it, he says, is because, based on the Medrash, the Shechina resides when you're davening. Comes down, Hashem's presence, whatever it is, comes down. And if he sees everyone at different paces, he says, this is not what I want. I want a unified davening. You ever go to an orchestra and you have a guy is going at the wrong time and this guy's going on with him? It sounds like a mess. So therefore, the Shechina is turned off and he's not going to give whatever brachas or whatever effect he's going to have. It does not occur. That's reason number one. Reason number two is Dawi Cheshwam, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says very simply, the reason why you need a chazan is to keep everyone on pace. So this way, you're not 5 minutes ahead and this person's behind. So when the chazan ends off Pesukei D'Zimra, so he ends off, and now he ends it off Ashrei, I'm only a Baruch Shomer, I gotta move a little bit faster. The third reason for that is the most pashut reason. So obviously, I'm gonna say for but I experienced it in my life as well. In one of the yeshivas I went to, they didn't start the chazan until Baruch Hu. What happens when you start a chazan to Baruch Hu? What time do people walk in? 30 seconds before Baruch Hu. A minute before Baruch Hu. It just doesn't, even in the yeshiva, it just doesn't happen. If you call davening for 6:30 a.m. and really you're supposed to have, Baruch Hu is at 6:30, no one comes at 6:10. You should, but no one does. And therefore he ends up, it's just a practical matter, and so therefore they add a chazan. Now, based on all of these reasons, there is no fundamental need for a chazan. It's just a practical ramification to keep everyone on pace, essentially. And so therefore, I saw in this sefer called Shiras Miriam by Rav Petterfreund, he writes that therefore, there's no need for an avel to daven Pesukei D'Zimra. Avel, it's only important for an avel to get up there by Yishtabach, because Pesukei D'Zimra is not really a thing to have a chazan. Second, he says you could switch chazanim in the middle of Pesukei D'Zimra. Writes Rav Moshe Feinstein in Shmaita de Moshe, recent sefer that they printed posthumously for Moshe. He says like this: Adam shu mechal Shabbos. have, you know, the bar mitzvah, and you have a guy who walks in, he's the cousin, and he's Michal Shabbos. Ein wo aniach v'espalo. But he's got a great voice. Don't let him daven chakras for the Amud. Av shev shedei zebal tshuva. Even if it will inspire him, the religious experience of standing next to the Rav is going to turn him back on to Yiddishkeit, he says, don't do it. V'yeshul v'espalo. You want to give him something to do, what do you give him? Psukit Zimri says, or you give him Ashriu Valutzion, or he says Yochum Porkan. I guess on Shabbos, someone just did Yochum Porkan. I don't know. I don't really understand that exactly. And inspired him of a separate chazan for Yochum Porkan? I don't think so, no? I don't know what he means. I guess Ashriu Valutzion, I understand. I guess during the week, maybe it means Adam Zemir set to end. Maybe that's what he means. But the point is you give him a special thing, but Psukit Zimri. So you see clear, Moshe Feinstein, it ain't so important, the chazan for Psukit Zimri. So I searched and searched. I was looking, so can you find any source? It says an 11-year-old can daven Psukit Zimri. Based on all of this, it should be, because it's not really so important. So I found the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai writes like this. This is a Sfardish Gadol from 100 years ago. He writes like this, 150 years ago. It says, B'Shabbos v'yomtov minig b'kama makomos. Shabbos v'yomtov, the minig is in many places. She'yamdu yawadim alateva. A child gets up to daven for the chazin. V'em yomu azmiris b'kolram mitchilas hodu ad sofashira. Psukit Zimri. Mikomakom, he says, Tzrichin lizar, you got to be careful. Da amiris Hashem melech, yomer hashatz b'kol rum. I guess in Baghdad, they screamed out Hashem yomoch l'olam v'ed. That was Sfardim do now, they scream out Hashem yomoch. Oh, so they do. So it's even now, minhag Sfardim is to do it. He says, that has to be done by a gadol, he says. Baruch Shamar v'onin tzibra achra b'chein ha-minhag b'irenu b'Baghdad. He says, v'im adayin wabla hashatz, if you don't have a regular adult cousin, have someone in the back of the room call it Hashem Yimoch Le'olam, whatever they're doing. And he says, then it's fine. He says, that would make sense. But it sounds like, clearly, the Minigan Kama Makomos is a child did Psukit Zimri. I don't find anything wrong with it. I've seen it done. I did it as a kid in Ashkam, and I used to daven at. And as well, it seems fine. And the diamond, yes. For sure. But for sure, Adam Zemiros is for sure. And here's, but even for Psukit Zimri, you would think is a real chelik of tefillah, clearly there's room to be lenient. And the reason is because there is no need, really, for a chazin for Psukit Zimri. I think it's a good lesson in chinuch in general to have kids be involved in davening from as early age as possible. That's why you give them good gliwa and everything. And that is encouraging. So therefore, I think it is fine. That's what I do. Hopefully, no one, you know, it's my own minion, so no one really is going to yell at me. But we'll see what happens. Shkayach.